Okay, hello and welcome to the episode today. Jordan Vonk here from Brain Over Booze. And so, yeah, the podcast for people who are wanting to quit drinking, who struggle to stop and moderate. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about the number one cause of relapse. And so I've looked at this area of life extensively for myself over the last 14 years. And even before I got sober, I was thinking, why can't I stop drinking? Like, how come when I have that first drink, I have a second, a third, a fourth, a tenth, a 15th, and wake up hungover? And then if I do that enough, how come then I decide I want to quit drinking? How come I can't stay away from it? I can stay away from it a day or a week or even a month. But after a while, I fall prey to the idea that I'm not going to binge drink again once I start. And so this was this sort of weird, like, trap that I was in, which was every time I started drinking, I'd plan to have one, two, or three, and I'd always get drunk. I'd have more than I thought. Have the hangovers and the frustration and the productivity dips and all those things. And then I decided to have a break, and after a while I'd start convincing myself that maybe I could moderate again, and maybe I could pick up that first couple of drinks, that first drink, that second drink, without binging, without going on more and more. And believe it or not, that loop, that idea that I can control the amount of alcohol I'm going to drink once I start, is the sole cause of relapse. Because until I believe that I am not able to control alcohol once I begin to drink it, then I will never commit to stopping. And so that's the whole mental shift that I had to go through to really understand how to overcome, like, alcoholism or binge drinking disorder or alcohol use disorder, whatever you want to call it, was coming to the realization that there was something happening to me biochemically that was causing me to drink more than I planned. That was beyond mental control. It wasn't a willpower issue. It was actually a biochemical chemistry issue in my brain. And that switch had to be flicked before I was even willing to have the conversation about not having any more alcohol in my life. And so that concept was quite foreign to me. I didn't understand what it meant. So the best analogy I've come up with to understand it is to liken it to an allergy. And so in the same way that someone who has, like, an allergy to peanuts, who gets a rash every time they eat peanuts, if that person then went 2 years without eating peanuts and ate peanuts again, they would 99 times out of 100 develop the rash again because they have a peanut allergy. It's not something that they can just control with willpower once they put the peanuts in their mouth. Once the peanuts are in there, they can meditate and say mantras all they want, but they're going to get a rash. And I realized it was the same with me with alcohol. There was something happening physically that when I put that first drink in there, something happened to me physically that made me crave a second drink and a third drink. And I'd crave, the more I drank, the more I would crave. And so I was like, all right, let me see if that's true. Let me see if that's actually got any science behind it. And so I went on this huge, big cycle of reading all this literature and listening to podcasts and lectures and studied at uni for a while. And I really went down this cave. What I came to realize is that there is some credible evidence that that's true. And so the way it works in the brain is we have a thing called the pleasure center. Might have heard of things like dopamine or serotonin or oxycontin or endorphins. Sorry, oxycontin. Oxytocin. Oxycontin's a drug. Oxytocin is like the love hormone. And endorphins. And so in the pleasure centers of our brain, there's this really fine balance. And if you put drugs in there, you throw that balance out. And for some people, they are more sensitive to the effects of drugs and alcohol. And so what happens to those brains is when you pour alcohol in there, they have this insanely explosive reaction of pleasure and chemistry that they basically override their natural functions and they develop a craving for more. And the more alcohol you pour onto that, the larger the craving gets. It's like pouring gasoline onto a fire, hoping the fire goes out. Once I read that, I was like, that's the switch. That's the part of my brain that when I pick up that first drink, I want to have a second one and then a third and a fourth and a fifth. And then I'm, like, really drunk and I'm still trying to drink. And so once I really pieced that stuff together and there was science behind it, it became a lot easier for me to understand and accept that abstinence was my only path to controlling alcohol. Now, some people, they can binge drink, they can go on a break and have a couple of beers. Other people hardly binge drink at all. Some people don't drink at all, full stop. But for me, I wasn't like the party animal that could have it or take it or leave it, that would go on these big benders some weekends and then have a couple the next weekend. I was either all on, or I was all off. And now finally, I came to accept that that was my only path forward. And so that's my question to you is, can you moderate the amount you drink when you first start to drink alcohol? And if the answer is no, perhaps you've got this chemical sensitivity in your brain too. And if that's the case, then abstinence may be the only known solution for your drinking problem. And if you can't accept that, if that's true for you, I'm not saying it is, but if that is true for you and you can't accept it, you'll continue to binge drink probably for the rest of your life. It is the number one cause of relapse that I've ever seen. It's called a reservation. Reservations that somehow, someday, if I get the right environment, the right relationship, the right neurotransmitter, you know, ice bath, the right, you know, whatever I can find, that I'm somehow going to magically be able to moderately control my amount of alcohol once I start to drink. And just like the person with the peanut allergy, they can try all of those things. They can do all the mantras in the world, but once they start eating peanuts, they're going to get a rash. And once I started drinking alcohol, I was going to get a craving. And so that's the episode today, my friends. It was just really short and sharp. It's a little bit clunky. I haven't done one for a while, but I just thought I'd share that because I was just talking to someone on the phone recently and I was talking about this exact topic. I thought, well, why not do a little 5-minute episode on it? So if that's you, if you have the sensitivity to alcohol, then you got to have a conversation with yourself. Can I moderate this stuff? And if not, am I willing to let it go? All right, till next time. Peace.